Hello, I am Natasha Farah, and I'm here with Mr.
Darrell Jackson
at the Park Slope Old Timers Reunion at 4th Street and 6th Avenue on Saturday, August 10th, 2004. Can you please spell your name for me, sir?
Capital D-A-R-R-E-L-L Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. I grew up in Park Slope. I came here when I was about 5, and I've been here for over 30-something years, and then I moved up to Eastern Parkway and Washington Avenue and bought me my own co-op.
Okay. Can I ask where you come from nationally?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I came from down south.
Okay. All right.
But I was born here.
You was born in America?
Yes.
Okay.
Park Slope was a learning place because you've seen the diversity of everybody and everybody pitched in. We were like one family on the block. You know, we all looked out for one another. And even when we got into certain things, it was always squashed. And we became friends anyway. So, I mean, it was a good place to grow up. Because a lot of other places, if you had been there, you'd have got a one-sided education about the street, education, and otherwise.
Why did you decide to come to Park Slope Old Timers Reunion today?
Well, to see some of the older people that we hadn't seen in years, because we reached out to everybody in locations where they might have been at, and to see how everybody was doing, you know, and compare notes. And a lot of times when you meet people you haven't seen in a long time, there's always some wisdom there that you might need inside yourself to help you take those extra steps. So it's always a good gathering place.
What are some things you think more people should know about Park Slope or Brooklyn based on your own experience?
Well, let me see. Park Slope changed a whole lot. And it's always been a beautiful place to live. I wished back in the days that I had the money to buy the brownstone on 4th Street there, but I didn't have it.
What are some of your hopes for the future of the neighborhood and for Brooklyn?
That we get more unity in the community and everybody becomes one family and we look out for one another because rough times are coming.
Do you have children?
Yes.
And you started your family in Park Slope?
No, I was too young.
Okay. So when you went over to Eastern Parkway?
I started my first child on 5th Avenue between President and Union.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Hakeem.
And would you recommend having a start in a family in Brooklyn?
I would. This is the melting pot. It's more like you don't have to walk around looking behind yourself. Because we have so many different people here, nationalities and everything, that we get to learn one another and have a good time being around one another and doing different things with one another. The past, the present, and the future.
Well, thank you,
this is my sister.
That's for the interview.
Oh, let me sign.
Okay.